The stock market cannot seem to catch a break. Every time it tries to rally, they sell into the rallies. This is sort of the old-time definition of a bear market. They just look for excuses to sell. And the most recent one seemed to come after the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee meeting, and in particular, when the chairman started talking and Wall Street just couldn't find anything to like. David Kelly's the chief market strategist for J.P. Morgan Funds and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us, sir.
Glad to be here.
Thank you. Did the market really, first of all, let's go back to that Fed meeting. Did the market really hear something it didn't like? Or was the fate sealed to begin with? Was there...
Yeah, I think there was no way. The market sometimes is like a two-year-old with a toothache, and there's just no way to make it happy. I think that's kind of what it was.
I think if he'd said, well, we're not going to raise interest rates, we may never again, everybody figured that we were in a recession we couldn't see.
The Fed did two things. One, the Fed did almost exactly what everybody expected the Federal Reserve would do. That was that they raised interest rates, but they put out a whole flock of dovish signals. And the second thing is they haven't raised rates too far, and they're not raising rates too fast. So the market really, I think, was sort of looking for an excuse to sell, because there's nothing that happened yesterday that would justify
it. Well, it has found plenty of excuses. I mean, every time we turn around, I don't know that individually these are important, but maybe cumulatively. I mean, China is just sort of an ongoing problem, and I guess it got, hitched up again on Thursday with the world sort of denouncing them on espionage, and then we've got a government shutdown now again that's looming, and even North Korea won't seem to go away.
Well, North Korea won't ever go away, but as for government shutdowns, we've been there and done that, and the thing about government shutdown is it reopens again, and it doesn't really, in the long run, change the direction of the U.S. economy. No, what I think is going on is the U.S. economy is slowing down. It was growing at about 3% this year. That was a very predictable result of a very big tax cut. But as those effects of that tax cut fade, the economy is going to slow down to about 2% growth. And, that's not too bad. I mean, we're moving into, next year we'll move into the 11th year of an economic expansion, the longest ever. So if we're still ticking over 2% and growing, I think that's actually a pretty good result.
This is your interview, but let me offer another side. One of the things that I think 08 and 09 were so horrible, and they are so seared in the minds of individuals and corporations for that matter, that there is this sort of maybe even a natural fear that it's going to come back again, and maybe we're seeing some of that.
Oh, I think that's true, and I think the problem is that when you talk about the word recession, and I've heard the word recession more often in the last few weeks and for quite some time, but people think that it's a hurricane. And really, in fact, modern American recessions are more like nor'easters. I mean, they're not fun, but they're not big. But I think because of the experience of the global financial crisis, people think that something really terrible could happen. But when you look at the economic data, we're just not set up for that. I think we'll avoid recession in 2019, and even if we had a recession, say, in 2020, it still looks like a relatively mild and short affair.
Can you have, I guess, what I'd call a self-inflicted recession? Could you bring it on? Maybe such a fear that you're going to have one that people pull in and stop spending and corporations stop expanding for a little while, and all of a sudden you bring one on?
Usually, no. I mean, you certainly can amplify the effectiveness of a recession or the depth of a recession because of a cumulative fear, but you do need to have something there at the root which is causing this fear. So with the global financial crisis, clearly we had a huge financial problem around housing derivatives and around the banking industry, which really caused a problem. With the tech bubble, we genuinely had an awful lot of overspending on technology. We don't really have anything like that right now, and it's very difficult to have an entirely psychosomatic recession.
So then this is going to be over at some point. I mean, presumably, we're already oversold and getting a little more oversold every day. Will they ring a bell when it's safe to go back in the water?
They will not. I mean, people will get more and more scared, and individual investors will probably be bailing out just as the selling pressure abates. So it's trying. It's that's one of the reasons you get paid more for being in the stock market in the long run than being in the bond market, because it is more volatile. But from my perspective, you look at two things. You look at valuations and you look at the economy. And valuations, because of the sell-off, we're now selling at about 14 times next year's earnings, which is really not bad in a low interest rate environment. And as for fundamentals, the economy is going to grow more slowly. But we still think that the economy will grow, and we think the profits will grow next year.
If I can't take it anymore and I sell right now, but I promise I'm going to get back in when things look better, am I going to miss so much of the first pop that I'm not going to get better?
Well, I think it's dangerous to get in when you feel that things are better, and to get out when you feel that things are getting worse. Because, I mean, of course, that's just the definition of buying high and selling low.
Yep.
And that's what people do. But of course, the right thing to do is to keep your head about you while everybody's losing theirs and get in at low prices.
Okay. Well, as long as we're using these, you're supposed to buy when the blood is running in the streets. Are you beginning to see any blood running in the streets?
Unfortunately, in the modern technological market, I think the market technology has changed, so some of these signals aren't quite as clear as they have been in the past. So I don't think you can even tell in terms of what really capitulation means anymore. I think it means something quite different from previous market cycles. But I think a really key issue is there actually a problem with the economy? And just this morning we got the Index of Leading Economic Indicators, and I know that's a very archaic thing to look at, but it's actually the 10 indicators which tend to lead recessions. And guess what? They were up in November. They said the economy isn't close to recession, and I don't think it is. And once that reality gets through to people, then I do expect this market will rebound.
I just hope it's sooner than later. It's painful to watch. Dr. David Kelly, Chief Market Strategist for J.P. Morgan Funds. Thanks for being with us.
Anytime.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.